All right, here we are. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And it's Voice Coaches Radio. We almost did it.
We almost
did it that time.
Me.
Yeah, there you go. And what's the episode today is, because, and by the way, this is one that we need because I hear this from people, but you don't, here's the episode title. You don't need to sound like anyone else.
Absolutely not. No.
Stop comparing yourself to other people. That's first off, right? Yeah. But also, I think people get wrapped up in like, oh, Morgan Freeman has such a good voice.
Yeah.
He does have a good voice.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Absolutely.
But you don't have to sound like Morgan Freeman.
No.
Again, we've said this before in other episodes, mm-hmm. and we've said it many times, and we'll say it many times after this. Sound like you.
Yeah.
You don't have to sound, we're looking for real people.
No, absolutely. They really, really are. And I will go back to listen to commercials. Right? Listen to your local radio station. Yeah. And listen to all those different voices. That no one is the same. Absolutely.
Everyone's
no
unique.
Yeah.
And just because you don't have a voice like Morgan Freeman, Donald Fontaine from the past, mm-hmm. in a world, right?
Yeah, yep.
That doesn't mean you can't become the voice of something, because a lot of places, like your local grocery store, could mm-hmm. want a person that sounds like everybody else. And the reason why is they identify with you in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Yeah. I actually think, in my opinion at least, and obviously the industry's opinion at this mm-hmm. point, I think when you sound like a normal person, you have more appeal than those other voices, because you can't relate. Most people cannot relate to In a World.
Oh, absolutely right? not.
You're not relating to that. No one's like, oh, that sounds like me.
Yeah.
Right?
There's not
that many.
There are
people out there like that, but very few.
Very few that have that very, very deep, voice.
And if you sound like that, mm-hmm. you should utilize that as well. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely utilize that and embrace that as well. Yeah. But really, we're looking for real people. Most of the voiceover work these mm-hmm. days is conversational. Human connection. It really is what it is, human connection.
Yeah.
Right? People want to feel like, oh, yeah, she's just like me.
Yeah, she's just like, that's exactly it. Because there are so many variety of voices. I even have older people who have younger voices. They sound, they could be in their 40s, but they have a little kid voice, right? And they question constantly. I don't know if I should be doing this. I know my voice different. Yes, your voice is different because everybody's voice is different. So there is work for you, whether you do sound younger or older or in between, where there's so many different types of voices out there.
Embrace your age range.
Yes.
It's funny that you say that. One of the things that happens during my intro webinars, I have people
afterwards who want to, I have them mm-hmm. read for me, right? And again, if you want to do my intro webinar, go to our website. Use
POD, get 50% off. But anyway, I tell people, hey, if you'd like to, you can read to me one-on-one afterwards. And I have people who think I'm guessing their age, and I try to say to them, because the first thing I'll do is I always think about age range first. And I say, this isn't a carnival trick.
Yeah.
I'm not guessing how old you are. It's not like where the people goes, let me guess your weight, which is like the worst game ever, by the way. I'm not doing that. But they think I'm guessing their age. I'm like, I'm not guessing your age.
No.
I'm telling you the age range of your voice. This is what I hear. And by the way, another producer mm-hmm. could differ slightly, but I would guess it's going to be similar to mine, but it could differ slightly. Mm-hmm. Like I could say like, hey, you sound 35 to 50, and someone could say you sound 35 to 55, right?
Yeah.
But I guarantee it's going to be similar. Like if I've had people laugh. They go, I'm 60. That's awesome.
I hit that all the time.
By the way, that's awesome. If you sound 35 years old, mm-hmm. 35 to 50, and you're 60, that's awesome. It means you have a big age range in your voice.
Yes.
And you've taken care of your voice most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, age range of your voice is what we're looking at.
We're not trying to guess your age. No, absolutely not. We are just listening to your voice.
And again, we're doing that based on the fact that we're listening to you as a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I heard this voice, how old would I think this person is?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And that can influence your age range. It will influence what ages you you play, right? You know, it doesn't matter what your real age is. Like people go, well, I'm 60. Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you want to be just 60? Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you rather be 35 to 50, 35 to 55 when you have a 20-year age range? And by the way, if you sound 55, then you can probably sound 60.
Yeah.
Right? So now it's 35 to 60. You know, you can sound, but being able to play way younger is a real advantage, having a big age range. Now, saying that, it doesn't mean that because I have met many voice actors who are 70 years old who sound every day of 70.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that either, because there is plenty of work out there for people who are 70 years old. So even if you don't have a huge age range, there's still going to be work for you. But obviously having a big age range makes more work available for you age-wise.
Yeah. But don't let it stop you. Even if we said to you, you have only a 10-year age range. Does not matter. If we listen to your voice and we set you in that right direction of saying, okay, I can hear your voice doing this, you know, and so we kind of set you towards, you know, and say, hey, this, your voice fits, you know, reading this story, you know, reading this type of book, reading this biographical read, something like that, you know, so and, we listen
and,
to it.
And that's what's great about working with a voice coach like us, but with a voice coach, is that they're not trying to turn you into anyone else. This is where we go back to, you don't need to sound like anybody else. When you work with a voice coach one-on-one, which is the way I prefer, right? When you're with a voice coach one-on-one, they're basing all their decisions or all their suggestions on your voice.
Just your voice, nobody else's.
That's right.
Voice.
They're not going, oh, if I can get this person to sound like Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're going, okay, here's, in our minds, we're going, okay, here's what she sounds like, and here's what I think she'd be great doing.
Yes, I do that a lot.
That's one of the best, and another reason, by the way, to work with a voice coach. I mean, you know, again, you want someone who's hearing you for you. They're not imagining, because listen, this is why I tell people, it's hard to get into this just on your own, using your own judgment, because you have these perceptions of what voice actors are supposed to sound like. Yeah. You have a perception of what you think you should do or what you think you should sound like. When a voice coach doesn't do that, a good voice coach doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. A good voice coach is going to hear you and they're going to base all their suggestions, all their coaching on your voice specifically.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I tell students, especially in the first class when we're doing the evaluation and just going through and listening. I tell them that I'm really just listening to your voice. That's it. I'm listening to your voice. I want to hear where, because at the end I will say, okay, I've listened to your voice. We do all those different exercises. This is the direction right now what I'm hearing, right? This is right now. Now in the next class, we'll listen, we'll do all different types of read. Then that will help me more to decide, okay, where else do I hear your voice? You know, because we are just listening to your voice, nobody else's.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why, you know, your demo will sound different from anyone else's.
Absolutely. Right? No two
are the same. Yeah. And so, and even like if I have someone read a piece that maybe I've heard before, or I've heard someone like read before, even that doesn't matter, because I'm not even going to put the same elements to it. Like you're going to read it completely different and your voice is completely different. So when I think of like, okay, what kind of production element should I put to this? I'm not doing the same thing. I'm going,
I have to do something different.
This person sounds like this person, you know? So it's embrace it. Don't ever start comparing yourself, and forget famous voice actors. Don't compare yourself to other people getting into voiceovers either. I think that's something that some people do too. You're going to be different. You're going to do completely different things. When people go, I heard that guy's voice and boy, he sounded amazing. Like when I do live, once in a while I'll do a live voiceover workshop, and people get scared off by other people.
Yeah.
Everyone in here, I've had someone actually say that everyone in here has such a great voice. I don't think I fit in with this. It's like, what are you talking about? You're here because someone told you had a good voice. Most likely something like that.
Yeah.
And you do have a good voice. It's just not the same as that person. And I said, by the way, that person's thinking the same thing about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That person's hearing you read and go, oh boy, that person has a great voice. I think we're so in ourselves with that. You know, we love to self-criticize and we love to, and when I say love, I don't think it's positive. I just think it's something we do. It's a bad habit where we criticize ourselves and we don't have enough confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence is a big thing in this. And I know it's tough, but have confidence in your unique voice
and what you can do
and what you could, and what you're going to learn to do with that voice.
Yeah.
And have confidence in yourself. Don't ever look outside and go, I need to be like that. I need to be like that. And mm-hmm. I think it's tough these days with social media and all of that because
it is,
not every aspect, not mm-hmm. just voiceovers, but you know, you see fitness people. Mm-hmm. You're like, I need to look like that. Yeah. You're not gonna look like that.
No,
you're not gonna look like that
because you're not them.
You're not them.
You can work out and look completely different,
right?
Because it's your body,
right?
And it's you. Same with your voice. It's your voice.
Same thing.
Nobody's the same.
I know it's hard mm-hmm. these days. I get it. It's hard not to get wrapped up in mm-hmm. all the things around you. All the social media, all the media in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my advice is, just focus on yourself.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
You're going to sound great. Again, get that coaching. Listen to your coach. Your coach has your best mm-hmm. interest at heart.
Yes.
If you have the right coach, and that coach is listening to your voice. Mm-hmm. Everything they say, everything they suggest, all the direction they give you is based on you.
And just listening for us, listening to your voice.
And it's unique to you. They're not telling you something they told someone else
an hour ago or 2 days ago. Yeah.
They're listening to your voice and they're basing everything they say mm-hmm. on you, which is super cool.
Yeah.
One of the great things about this, right?
It is.
Everyone's unique.
Yes. Right? Completely.
All right. So that is our episode, which is don't try to sound like someone else. Why do I make these? I don't know. You don't need to sound like anyone else.
I need them to be easy.
You don't need to sound like anyone else. That is the episode.
All right. That's it.
Yeah. So I want to thank everybody again. Thank everyone for listening. I hope you're learning from our experience mm-hmm. here and enjoying the podcast.
Yes.
But again, I'm John G at voicecoaches.com.
And I'm Tina at voicecoaches.com.
Any questions, any comments, please reach out to either one of us. And don't be shy. We get emails here and there, but not as many as I would like.
Yeah.
Not as many as
they
I would like.
They will come in. They'll start coming in.
And we respond ourselves.
Yes.
We don't have a team of people responding.
No, I don't have anybody responding for me.
People think that. I had someone say that. They thought we... Oh, you actually respond yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
Email me. I will respond. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So thank you. Have a wonderful... Whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah. Day, night, morning.
Afternoon, evening. Yeah.
Full 24 hours.
There you go. All right. We out.